Hello, Nicholas?
Hi, this is Nicholas.
Oh, hi, Nicholas. This is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm all right.
Good. Good to hear. Happy Friday, right?
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I'm in the cancellation.
I'm gonna go shut off my machine.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. I'll wait for you. No problem. That was a loud machine, but those power washing machines, they really make a difference. It's amazing. I had to do it to my mom's house and the sidewalk, and everything looked brand new. It was crazy. So
yeah.
I wasn't expecting it. So, yeah. But I wanted to reach out to you because I'm in the cancellation department, and I was looking at your account, and I saw that you recently signed up with us, and now you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel?
I spoke to a representative yesterday that was pretty kind, but like before that, like I was on the phone with this lady and I was trying to express to her a couple of complaints that I had, and I was like kind of frustrated because like, well, a lot of the guys you said, a lot of the stuff you guys said to me, like on the onboarding call, we just found out to just like not work for my company or just not be truthful. Like, you guys said that you would only work with one power washing company in my area, and I see five with like websites that are like plagiarism, like copy and paste, like the same format, the same words on them, everything. On top of that, like my website's coded for somewhere in Oklahoma. So I haven't gotten any leads, but if I were to get a lead, I would be getting one from Oklahoma.
So when they bought that domain, I don't know if it used to belong to another company with a similar name in Oklahoma, but they've already rectified that. They've recoded everything and pinned it to your area, and you can go on there and verify that. Yeah, so that's already been fixed. And I'm sorry that whoever spoke with you prior, you know, that you weren't making headway with her, it sounds like. So that's really good feedback. I can put that into the notes.
Yeah, I was on the phone with her, and I was, like, addressing some complaints. And, like, I was, like, on the fence about, like, on the camp. Like, I expressed to her, like, is there anything else we can do? Like, I want to give you guys more of an opportunity to, you know, prove yourself, but... Like, I've gotten no ROI, I've gotten no leads, no potential leads come in. Like, my Facebook ads are just now starting to be up and running. I haven't spoken to anybody about ad spend yet. My Google profile, you guys told me that you guys would be able to get that up and running. And now my account's suspended because I don't have the proper papers, which I wasn't aware that I needed them. Even, you know, get signed up with Google. I just think that someone should have told me that before I spent the $400 to be onboarded, you know.
Yes. So I want to explain. I'm going to try to go back and address each concern, because the first one was you said that you found five websites in your area that are exactly the same. So you think that we're working with five companies in your area. That's not possible. It actually says in the terms and conditions on our website that we only work with one company per category per area to ensure that the one client we work with gets the maximum amount of phone calls. So there are
what is that area?
So it's going to be pinned to the Newtown, Pennsylvania area. So that means that you'll be found there and in a couple of the surrounding areas as well, you know, because we're building up your internet presence and we're giving you the most dominant internet presence locally. Okay.
Yeah.
But there are other companies on the first page and they're all paying for this some way, somehow. Some of them have other data service providers to the search engines that they work with, which is a company like us. Some of them have hired an on-site marketing person that they have to pay an annual salary to, but everybody's definitely paying for it. Now, go ahead.
Sorry, I've spoken with Hotshot, or a power washing company not too far from me, and they said that they've been using you guys. And they're one of the ones that have the same exact website.
they could be in a different zip code or something, but I can, you know, kind of look them up and see if I can find them. Or if you have their phone number, I can find their account real quick. But let's see. Is it Allentown? No, that's not it. Okay. So while you're looking that up, Nicholas, I want to let you know that when we first launch a website, our main objective is to get it up and running as quickly as possible. So, of course, we're going to use a template. We're going to copy and paste. We're going to buy the domain, get the site launched. But we always say that the more proactive you are with the account, the better results that you'll get. So you have the ability to change everything on there. You can tell us, like, look, I want a different color scheme. I want a different font. Here's a before and after photo of a recent job that I did, or here's my logo. So we welcome all of that, right? Because that's always going to get you better results. But obviously, you know, the one thing that we hear the most often, and I've been with this company for 12 years, is that if I come across a business that doesn't have a website yet, that's the number one reason. The business owner will tell me, oh, I've been working on it and I'm trying to launch it and I just don't have time, right? So our thing is to just get that thing up as quickly as we can, but all of it can be modified and all of those modifications are free of charge, meaning they're included in the package.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, yeah, so don't think that you're married to it the way it is now. In the terms and conditions, it also says that first page placement does take 30 to 45 days, and that's because nobody can flip a switch and put you up there instantaneously. Matter of fact, industry standard is 90 days, but we're a premier partner to Google, so we do it in 30 to 45 days. So we're way ahead of the curve. In that interim, we always say that we'll launch the Facebook ads within the first 2 weeks, which we're right on schedule with that because they've already started for you and you're at that 2 week mark. Okay. So I always tell people, you know, of course you're going to see activity within your first month because we start the programming right away. However, it is the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it starts coming to full fruition for you. Okay.
Yeah.
So one thing I can do just to kind of help you out a little bit is I can push your next billing out an additional 2 weeks for free. And my objective in doing that for you is to give you that full 6 weeks of service. So that gives us plenty of time to get your business on the first page and your phone ringing with new clients. With that extra 2 weeks extended, you're paid in full all the way until June 17th. So keep in mind, Nicholas, you're still on a month-to-month subscription. So if come June 17th, you decide that you still want to cancel, no problem. You can call us a couple of days ahead of time, and that way you wouldn't have any further charges. But I'm confident that you're going to see such a strong impact to your business, you're probably going to want to keep it because nobody cancels on profit. And I know that you won't either. Okay. Now, let's circle back to what's going on with your Google Business page. That's actually a very good thing that Google is offering, you know, the documents needed for their Google reinstatement. They don't offer that to everybody. So what's happening behind the scenes is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have an actual business there. So on that email that says documents for Google reinstatement, you don't have to send everything, okay? Let's say you don't have a business license or registration, but you have a utility bill in the business name, or you have a government link that you registered it with your local city, or let's say that you have an invoice with the business address on it, or perhaps a work vehicle with a license plate showing that you're in Pennsylvania, right? So you can go on to that form and put on one or two different items, and that will also help you get verified. You don't have to send everything on that. It's just, you know, whatever you can send, it will be helpful in getting that business listing published and verified and ranking on the first page.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm sorry that, you know, Maria should have explained that to you, but it sounded like you weren't making any headway. I don't even know if it was Maria. Maybe it was Carmen. It looks like you spoke with two ladies here, but it looks like Maria was the one before the last person, so it might have been her. So,
well, like, I was just like, you know, I explained her. I was like, you know, I've made, you know, zero ROI. Like, I explained it to her, and then like, I was just like, I don't want to cancel, but like, it looks like I'm gonna have to. Like, if I don't get any leads coming in, and she was just like, okay, I can, you know, proceed with the cancel, like, instantly, like, didn't even.
Wow. Okay, yeah, she didn't even try to fix anything. It just was, okay, I get it. So thank you. I'm going to definitely have them put her through some more training, because I don't think the way that she handled that was appropriate at all, you know.
Yeah.
I apologize for that on behalf of her, you know. So I already pushed that next billing out 2 weeks for you, so you're all good to go there. But I have a question. Have you been on your dashboard yet?
Oh, like, briefly.
Okay. I wanted to show you, if you have a second, we can go on it right now. If not, we can schedule for later. I wanted to show you how you could go on there and make edits to your website from your end. It's the easiest way to do it, and anything that you edit from the dashboard is automatically sent to our technician and uploaded on your site within 1 to 3 business days.
Okay. Yeah, I don't really have time right now, just because I'm on a tight schedule, but later today I will, or probably honestly tomorrow, I'm going to get off at 6 today.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll just send you an email, because we're not here on Saturday and Sunday, but I'll send you an email. It's super simple. Once you log in, you'll see all the tabs at the top: home, leads, website listings. The very last one at the end says business info. If you click on business info, that's the page where you can go through and you can edit everything. And if you go all the way to the bottom, that's where you'll see the pictures we're using, the cover photo, the logo. And that's where, if you want to upload new photos, if you want to rearrange the way they're arranged on your website, you want to change any wording, you have the ability to do that. So I'll send you an email with a recap of it. And if for some reason you know, don't have time to do it tomorrow, you could always call me on Monday, right? And we could go through it then.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, it's very self-explanatory. You'll be able to see it. And a lot of people don't know that that feature is available. So that's why I offer it. So as far as the documents for the Google reinstatement, do you have anything along those lines that you could send over to us on that form?
I have, like, you know, you said, like, my license plate. I have a license plate on my truck. I could send that in, but.
Yeah, take a picture of the work truck with the license plate. That will help. And then anything else, did you ever, like, register with the City of Commerce or anything like that, or a business utility bill, or is it just all set under? Because most home-based businesses, it would just go to their personal utilities. It wouldn't go to a business, you know. So, and Google understands that. So, okay, so send the work vehicle with the license plate, and then anything else that you have with your business name on it. If it's like an invoice or anything like that, send it over to us, and then that will help us to get this out of the suspension for you, okay?
Sounds good.
Yeah, and like I say, it's frustrating that Google makes people go through those extra steps, but at the end of the day, it's a good thing, because they're protecting you from those big corporations. You know, they don't want them to come in and steal clients. They want the small to mid-sized businesses like you guys that really deserve it, that are in the area and you're local. They want you guys to be able to rank there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, it's actually a good thing. Okay, so I'm texting you my phone number right now. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So if you have any questions on the dashboard when you go through it tomorrow, just feel free to give me a call on Monday, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, you're very welcome. Have a great weekend coming up too, Nicholas.
You too.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate that. Okay. Bye-bye.